I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston in 2012, Millicent Brown and her sister, Minerva Brown King, talked about what it was like growing up during the Civil Rights era. When they were children, their father, J. Arthur Brown, was president of the Charleston chapter of the NAACP, and later the statewide chapter. Here's Millicent Brown.
It's something about realizing now that there's a whole generation of people here in Charleston that never knew Daddy.
At one point, he was such a vital force in terms of human rights and civil rights in Charleston. And now it's only occasionally that I run across somebody who's, oh, J. Arthur Brown, yes, he was Mr. NAACP, or he did this, or he did that. But, Melissa, I think it's our responsibility to inform the generations that are coming along now that he was a vital force. And through him, hopefully, we are a vital force as well.
You remember that when Daddy was president of the local NAACP between 1955 and 60, if you belonged to the NAACP, a part of your membership then, as now, was a subscription to the Crisis magazine. And so many people in Charleston would not, could not admit that they belonged to what was then a really controversial organization. And so I remember when all these stacks and stacks and stacks of Crisis magazines would come to 270 Ashley mm-hmm. Avenue. Mm-hmm. And the names, of course, were people throughout the community who just knew they could not afford to let their employers know mm-hmm. that they belonged to the NAACP. And so we would get their magazines or their membership cards, and then people would just come to pick them up.
Actually, I remember that a lot of those Crisis magazines came under occupant because so great was the fear that if they came in their names, there was some chance of reprisal from employers.
The fear factor is really important because, you know, remember the night when the Klan came by and threw the burning cross on our front steps?
I remember the excitement of it, but I don't ever remember feeling fear. I don't remember feeling the fear. I don't remember seeing the fear on any of the family members. And it's not that we were accustomed to this sort of thing happening, but I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that our parents were very calm about the whole situation. And I think we just sort of if you remember, Millicent, we just sort of emulated their behavior. They were calm, so we were calm.
Yeah. One of my earliest recollections was our older sister, Janelle, rushing to the telephone in the middle of the night when we would get these harassing phone calls. Mm-hmm. And what she did was train the two of us to run to the phone as quickly as possible and then answer saying, "Hello, Brown residents." We were not going to let anybody think they had disturbed us.
That is pretty much a sense of courage that I don't think I would have had I not had those early experiences.
Minerva Brown King and Millicent Brown in 2012 at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston, produced locally by Haley Kellner for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.